Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is ruling the ground.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
The word of God tells us,
were some of you. But you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. So I would advise you, if you encounter an individual with these characteristics and traits, you are to approach in a loving manner with the same spirit as God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or commit adultery, or a male prostitute, practice homosexuality, are thieves, greedy people, drunkards, abusive, or cheater people. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. But some of you were once like that. That scripture reading is coming again out of the law of 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 through 11. There are young folks who have never been in a church before. Hallelujah. That never been taught the biblical laws of God. And just as a new person that has begun to be introduced to Jesus Christ and give their life to Christ, they are called your newborn babes in Christ. That's the same way it is when you encounter individuals that do not know a lot of times the do's and the don'ts of the law of God. And it's your job and my job and our job as commissioners of Christ to tell them in a loving and kind way. Like I said, not being biased and pointing fingers, being critical, speaking of anyone. Because I know that this did not just make the scene in our time of 2014, but it was going on in the day of the Lord as well. And we know that this type of willful breaking of religious and moral law is nothing new or alarming unto our God, my God, your God, our God. And one thing about sin, there is no big sin, there is no little sin, there is no wee-sized sin. Just like, you know, the fairy tale of the three bears said that was the mother bear, and that was the father bear, and that was the baby bear. Then there was the bad little old girl named Goldilocks. But I'm here to tell you there is no big sin, there is no middle-sized sin, and there is no extra-large sin. Sin is simply sin. And the Bible tells us that there is none that is righteous. No, not none. And we know that iniquity was in full force, in full bloom, in Jesus' day. And you and I, as messengers of Jesus Christ, we can only interpret and implement God's word. Because you and I, we do not have a heaven nor a hell to put anyone in. That would be God's jurisdiction, not ours. We can only teach and preach, edify, proclaim and exhort the divine word of God. And we can also give moral advices in an untiresome manner. Hallelujah. doing so, we are to do the work of God in a civilized, in a Christian manner. Hallelujah. God had me to come across the airways with this on tonight because, you know, we are critical of people that, you know, of different sex preferences. We know what God's word says, that he put man and woman together, but God give us all a mindset to decide what we wanted to do with our lives. God did not dictate to us, command us to serve him. God only told us to choose you this day who you're going to serve. Because you cannot serve both man and mammon at the same time. You cannot serve God and Satan at the same time. God said you will love one and you will despise the other. But we look in the law of 2 Peter 1 and 4. And Peter reminds us that we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises of God. Through these promises, we are able to participate in the divine nature of God. We find out that faith in Jesus Christ qualifies the believer to have full membership in the body of Christ. The believer then participates in God's divine nature. We find out that people eloquently bring to our attention that not only do we who believe have God's nature, but we have escaped from the corruption of the world. The divisive and decadent sin of the world do not control us. When we participate in the divine nature, we no longer are part of the problem of the world, but you have been elevated to be part of the solution of the world. In verse 4 through 7, Peter admonishes us to grow in faith. Then he instructs us to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Verses 5 through 7. These attributes of God guide us as we grow in faith. We know that every believer must be encouraged to participate in God's nature. And those of us that are not living according to God's command and that are living to their own decisive way, we are to just tell them the way of the Lord and let God do the rest. God will do the convicting. We can't convict anyone. God will do the convicting. So we are to preach and teach and edify God's word in a loving mannerism. And we will be more, I think we would be more fruitful in winning souls to the kingdom of God. Because we cannot win souls for God if we're pointing fingers. Because we all have sinned. Regardless of what type of sin. You say, well, I didn't do this. I didn't smoke. I didn't curse. I didn't swear. I didn't go to the clubs. I didn't commit adultery. I didn't fornicate. I didn't cheat. I didn't lie. I didn't steal. But if you did not do any of those things, guess what? You are still a sinner. We are all sinners. God said we are sinners. and we all have sinned, and we have fallen short of the glory and honor of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that every believer must be encouraged to participate in God's nature and to walk in all promises of God. Peter declares that if these attributes abound in us, we'll be fruitful, just like I said, acknowledgeable of God's spiritual blessings. We will be productive and never be barren. And as we experience God's nature, we begin to think God's thoughts. We spend prime time in the presence of God, reading His Word, praying and witnessing and meditating on the things of God. We become obsessed with pleasing God in everything we say and do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read another key scripture right quickly. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. Let me get my scriptures back here. But God's word told us, says, such were some of you, meaning you and I. You were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every individual that don't know God will have that same opportunity to be washed, to be sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord. All we have to do is just tell them about God, tell them about His Word, and tell them what God expects of us as children of God, and allow God to do the rest. Hallelujah. All of us have been so close to temptation that we lose our perspective. It might have involved something as small as a rumor that we knew shouldn't have been passed along. But the urge to gossip blocked out our sense of love and good judgment. We know that Adam and Eve faced a similar problem. They became so preoccupied with one plant in the garden paradise that they couldn't see the forest for the trees. Just look at what it cost them. The Garden of Eden had been created especially for them. In it, they knew no evil, no trials, no sickness. We encounter sickness on earth. We go through trials here on earth. We go through death here on earth. But we are told that in the garden that God had created especially for Adam and Eve, they knew no evil, no trials. There was no sickness, no death. They enjoyed the company of the Creator Himself. But yet they gave up everything they had just to eat the fruit of that one forbidden tree. And their mistake still continued to plague all of us. How often do we miss the whole forest of God's goodness for a single tree of, I'm sorry, for God's goodness, for a single tree of testing. But the moment of temptation seems so overwhelming that the idea is so irresistible and our twisted logic so unjustable. Think about all that Adam and Eve left behind in the garden. Allow it to fill your mind with the truth of God's word and rely on the Holy Spirit moment by moment and guidance and strength. Then you'll experience the lasting joy of God's blessings rather than temporary pleasure. And the word of God tells us, seek God with your whole heart. That's Psalms 119:9-16. And your response to temptation will make you I'll break you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God tell us Jesus was wounded for yours and mine and ours. Transgression. Hallelujah, Jesus. That scripture reading is coming out of law. Isaiah 53 and 5. Pain. Abjection. Horrible, excruciating pain. Unrelenting, unbearable, unspeakable pain with each slash across Jesus' back. And with every muscle burning, step up, God gets us healed. I say we receive the punishment for yours and mine and our sin. In our let's make everything okay world, we often look at sin as wonderful. What's the big deal after all? Our sin isn't so bad. If we lie a little or cheat just a bit, what's the harm? If we gossip, some of us curse language a few times, what and whom will it hurt? What's so bad about sin, you might ask? Well, I want to let you know tonight it's bad because of what it put Jesus through. Our sins was the reason for the torture Jesus suffered as he made his way to the cross. And as he hung on that cross and ultimately died a horrific death, of course we can never undo what has been done. That pain can never be reversed. Yet we must understand that if we continue to sin knowingly, we'll in effect turn our back on Jesus and also his pain. And if we are saying that it doesn't matter to me, it doesn't matter to you, it doesn't matter to us what we put Jesus through, we're going to do what we want to do when we want to do it. We know that to sin in the light of the cross is to tell Jesus that even his intense suffering has not taught us about the awfulness of sin. And so I would encourage you on tonight that Jesus took our sins so that we might have his salvation. Thank you, Father God. We know that God died a death like no other. But we know that God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to stand. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Paul reminds us that when we are vulnerable to falling into sin, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out. And it's easy to assume that God is not with us when we are tempted to sin. But this verse assures us that he is present and not just standing idly by. Rather, he is actively providing a way out so we can endure it. So I would encourage you that the next time you feel tempted, remember that you are not helpless. There is a divine provided way out. Look for the sign and follow it to safety. So, I would say this. Lord, keep us mindful that you're present with us in time of temptation, that we need not fall. Give us desire to seek your way out so we can know the joy of living a life that is pleasing to you. And we know that God is actively working to keep you from the danger of getting lost in sin. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your mind and to infuse your spirit. As I have brought unto you the divine word too. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the altar presiding to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. station has been, Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been, the old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to, Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will change the dynamics of this program. We are now going to bring you Hymns of Zion to encourage your mind and to bless your soul. Listen up, if you will. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Be blessed, children of God. God bless you all around the world.
Back in the year.